बजा दो, कोई करता है तो बजाओ। अंजनी को बोला करताल मंडन कोई तो बजाओ।
हरे कृष्ण, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज, जय राधा माधव, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ, जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन, जयो ब्रज जनरंजन, जयो ब्रज जनरंजन, जयो यशोदनंदन, जयो ब्रज जनरंजन, जयो ब्रज जनरंजन, जमुना तीर बनचारी, जयो कुंज बिहारी, जयो यमुना तीर बनचारी, जयो कुंज बिहारी, जयो राधा माधव, जयो कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ, जयो गिरिवर धारी, जयो गिरिवर धारी, जयो यशोदनंदन, जयो ब्रज जनरंजन, जयो ब्रज जनरंजन, जयो जयो यमुना तीर बनचारी, जयो कुंज बिहारी, जयो यमुना तीर बनचारी, जयो Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रुत श्रीमदचरणारिंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रुत श्रीमद अभय चरणारिंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय। नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। नमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। सामवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 7, entitled The Puranic Literatures. Text 1. Suta uvacha, arthavit sumantuscha, shishyam adhyapayatsvakam, samhitam sopi patyaya, vedadarshaya choktavan. सूत उवाच अर्थवित् सुमन्तुश्च शिष्यं अध्यापयत्स्वकाम् संहितां तो सोऽपि पथ्याय वेददर्शाय चोक्तवान्। सूत उवाच अर्थवित् सुमन्तुश्च शिष्यं अध्यापयत्स्वकाम् संहितां सोऽपि पथ्याय वेददर्शाय चोक्तवान्। सूत उवाच सूत गोस्वामी सेड अथर्ववित द एक्सपर्ट नोअर ऑफ द अथर्ववेद सुमंतु सुमंतु च एंड शिष्यम टू हिज डिसाइपल अध्यापयत इंस्ट्रक्टेड स्वकाम हिज ओन संहिताम कलेक्शन सह ही द डिसाइपल ऑफ सुमंतु अपि ऑल्सो पथ्याय टू पथ्य वेद दर्शाय to Veda Darsha, Cha, and Uktvan spoke. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sudh Goswami said, Sumantu Rishi, the authority on the Atharva Veda, taught his Samhita to his disciple Kabandha, who in turn spoke it to Pathya and Veda Darsha. Purport. As confirmed in Vishnu Purana, Atharva Veda Samunim Sumantur Amita Dutihi Shishyam Adhyapayamasa Kabandam Sopicha Dvidha Kritvatu Veda Darshaya Tatha Pathyaya Dattavan. That sage Sumantu, whose brilliance was immeasurable, taught the Atharva Veda to his disciple Kabandha. Kabandha in turn divided it into two parts and passed them down to Veda Darsha and Pathya. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brinda Vaneshwari Rishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshutarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So welcome everyone to our Srimad Bhagavatam class, seeking blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So the Sudh Goswami said, Sumantu Rishi, the authority on the Atharva Veda, taught his Samhita to his disciple Kabandha, who in turn spoke it to Pathya and Veda Darsha. So in the beginning of this chapter, you know, the disciples of Prabhupada, they give a summary of this chapter. In that, it is written, in this chapter, Sudh Goswami describes the expansion of the branches of Atharva Veda, enumerates the compilers of the Puranas, and explains the characteristics of a Purana. He then lists the 18 major Puranas and finishes his account by stating that any person who hears about these matters from someone in a proper disciplic succession will acquire spiritual potency. So this whole chapter is describing the importance of hearing this spiritual knowledge in a disciplic succession. This is how knowledge is preserved in this world. Sometimes people ask, can I see the original Vedas? You know, original wala dekhna hai. Whatever you are saying, that is not original, you know. So which is more important, we have to ask them, seeing or, you know, practically applying in our lives. And, you know, another argument which may be given is, generally, earlier the Puranas were written on palm leaves. It is not possible to store palm leaves for so many thousands of years. And of course now, you know, our BBRC, their devotees, they are trying to preserve the, you know, writings of the actual writings of the Acharya. So that is also required. But to ask that, I want to see the original Vedas, that is not a right question. And how do we know that we have the access to the original Vedas? As it is said many times, that if we practice the knowledge and get the same result, then we are sure that, you know, we are practicing the right knowledge. And even if we read the Vedas, even if we get the Vedas, and even if we read the Vedas, how much can we understand? Because to understand Sanskrit is also so very difficult. And Prabhupada tells the story of a jackfruit. You know, one time there was a British person. He wanted to taste the original jackfruit. So he told his servant, And the servant, he took all the hard work to bring out the essence of the jackfruit and presented it, you know, top and put all the toppings on that, and with honey and dry fruits, he presented that to the officer, British officer. He said, no, ye original nahi hai. I want the original one. You know, I had heard that jackfruit is a huge, big fruit. So the servant said, this is the same jackfruit. He said, no, I want the original one. So he brought the original one, and then this British person, he was trying to, you know, open this fruit to eat himself. But he was not able to do it, and he was frustrated in his attempt. So that is how the Vedas are. They are like the jackfruit tree. The essence of the Vedas, it is not so easy to find. So therefore, Bhagavatam, it is described as, it is the ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge. Nigam kalpataror galitam phalam. So it is the ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge. It is galitam phalam. When the fruit is very dry, very ripe, then when it falls down on the ground, it will burst open. But that is a glory of parampara, that the same fruit is passing down through the various gurus in the line, and that's how it is protected. And there Prabhupada writes, Chakravarti Thakur writes in the purport of this Nigam Kalpataror verse, what is implied here is that without guru parampara, one cannot drink Bhagavatam in its unbroken form. Just by trying to taste it through use of one's limited intelligence. One time, Bhakti Charu Swami, he was telling that he was with Prabhupada in the final days, and two prominent gentlemen, they came to meet Prabhupada. Sriman Narayan, he was the governor of Madras, and his brother-in-law, Ram Krishna Bajaj, a big industrialist. So both of them, they wanted to talk to Prabhupada, and then they said, we want to talk with you in private. So Prabhupada, he told everybody, you all can go out. So as Bhakti Charu Maharaj was going out, he had, you know, this inquisitiveness. What all these people are discussing? So he pressed the record button on the tape, and then he went out. And then later they, you know, heard what was recorded, what was the conversation going on. So these people, they ask Prabhupada that, who will continue your legacy after you leave the planet? Who will become your successor? So Prabhupada said, I am giving my legacy to all my disciples, to all my followers, and to whoever follows will have the legacy. So that is our parampara. Prabhupada has given the parampara to all of us, and it is our responsibility to give it to others, to apply it in our lives and give it to others. Because if it is not received in parampara, the knowledge is lost. Yanaevam parampara praptam. If it is not used, then sakaleneha mahata. And that's why Srila Prabhupada, he would stress a lot in reading his books. One time, Bhargava Prabhu, he was sharing that he was asking too many questions to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, he got angry. And he said, what do you think? I am a question answer machine or what? You know, am I supposed to answer your questions all day long? Read my books, you know. So that was Prabhupada. He was always stressing on, you know, reading them. And in first canto, one of the purports, Prabhupada writes, to hear and explain the scriptures is more important than just reading them. We may read the books, but unless we are explaining and hearing from the realized souls, it will not bring transformation in our lives. That's why Prabhupada would always say, why are you not reading my books? Even I am reading my books. You know. So that is the importance. And this Bhagavatam, it is Shukmukad Amrit Dravya Samyutam. It is tasted by Shukdeva Goswami, and that's why it has become all the more sweeter. That's what happens in Vrindavan. In Braja, all the gopis, they would go to Mother Yashoda and complain about Krishna. Why they would complain about Krishna? Because they were thinking, actually gopis, they wanted Krishna to come to their home and steal butter. But when Krishna would come, they would go and complain to Mother Yashoda. Why? Because, you know, they were thinking, we are getting a chance to see all these pastimes of Krishna. Yashoda is not so fortunate, because Krishna never steals, you know, butter at her place. So that's why we should also give her the, you know, joy of hearing the pastimes of Krishna. So that is the whole parampara system. And in the 12th canto, it is described that whenever anybody is speaking in parampara, it is Krishna who is speaking.
कस्मै येन विभाषितोऽयमतुलो ज्ञानप्रदीपः पुरा तद्रूपेण च नारदाय मुनय कृष्णाय तद्रूपिण योगिन्द्राय तदात्मनात् भगवद्राताय कारुण्यत तशुद्धं विमलं विशोकमृतं सत्यं परं धीमहि कस्मै इवन ब्रह्माजी ही टोल्ड दिस नॉलेज टू नारद इट वाज कृष्णा हु वाज स्पीकिंग कस्मै येन विभाषितोऽयमतुलो एंड देन तद् रूपेण नारदाय Krishna in the form of Narada spoke to Vyasadeva. Tadrupena cha Naradaya Munaya Krishnaya Tadrupena and Krishna in the form of Vyasadeva spoke this to Shukadeva Goswami. Yogendraya Tadatmanata Bhagavad Rataya Karunyata and Shukadeva Goswami, Krishna in the form of Shukadeva Goswami, he spoke this knowledge to Parikshit Maharaj, Bhagavad Rataya. So this Bhagavatam is Shuddham, Vimalam, Vishokam, Amritam. It is all pure. It is uncontaminated. It purifies one of all the, frees one of all the miseries and makes one immortal. So that is a wonderful process of this parampara system. So today I was just thinking to, you know, describe the glories of few of the personalities in our Guru Shishya parampara and one of the few from few pastimes, what qualities they are showing. So Guru is called Sevak Bhagavan. There is a Sevya Bhagavan, that is Krishna, Supreme Lord. And Guru is called Sevak Bhagavan. Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasad. Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastrai. So that is what scriptures they glorify Guru as non-different from Krishna. And therefore it is our responsibility to understand the importance of Guru Shishya Parampara, starting from Krishna. You know, Krishnam Vande Jagat Gurum. Gajendra, in one of the prayers, he says, Namo namaste khilakaranaya, nishkaranaya, dbhutkaranaya, sarvagamamnaya, maharnavaya, namo pavargaya, parayanaya. He says, Namo namaste akhilakaranaya, offer my obeisances to you, who is the supreme cause of all causes, who are nishkaranaya, adbhutkaranaya, who has no cause, and he is the supreme wonderful cause of everything. And then very wonderful word he is speaking. Sarvagamamnaya Maharnavaya. He is the fountainhead of all the parampara system which is coming. Krishna is a fountainhead. From him only all the parampara systems are coming. Namo pavargaya parayanaya. That's why he is offering his obeisances. So one of the very wonderful qualities which is described about Krishna in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in Brahma Narad, in a conversation which is going on between Lord, Supreme Lord and Brahmaji. So, Supreme Lord became very happy with the austerities of Brahma. He appeared, gave his darshan to Brahmaji. And then he says, I am very pleased with you. Actually, I also get all my strength from tapasya. So, somebody may wonder, what type of tapasya Supreme Lord is doing? He says, Srijami tapasa vedam, grasami tapasa punah, viparmi tapasa vishvam, Viryam me duscharan tapah. I am maintaining this world by my tapasya. I am creating by my tapasya. I am destroying by my tapasya. Viryam me duscharat tapah. Whatever power I have, I am getting from my tapasya. So what is the tapasya which Supreme Lord is doing? So Chakravarti Thakur, he clarifies the doubt. He says, I am always the performer of austerity since I renounce any attachment to my activities. That is a supreme tapasya. He is renounced from all the activities of creation, maintenance and destruction. Just imagine if we are told that you have to create a whole project and next day morning it will be destroyed again. Again you will have to create. So who will get the impetus to, you know, create properly? But Krishna, out of his causeless mercy to all the conditioned souls, he is ready to give chance every second, you know, in every breath of Brahma, every breath of Mahavishnu, entire cosmic creation is coming out and going in. So Lord is completely detached. So being detached does not mean he is, you know, happy seeing the troubles of the living entities. He feels very sad. When living entities, they are not taking to the process of Krishna consciousness, Lord feels very sad. In third canto it is described, when Krishna, he saw Duryodhan lying down on the battlefield with his thighs broken, He felt so very sad. Sakarna dushya shanasau balanam kumantra pakena hatashriyayushah. Suyodhanam sanucharam shayanam bhagnoru urvyam nananda pashyan. When Krishna, he saw this condition of Duryodhan, he was lying down along with his associates, Karna, Dushyasana, everybody dead. Suyodhanam sanucharam. Shukdev Goswami is very nicely speaking about Suyodhana. Bhagnoru urvyam nananda pashyan. Krishna was not happy to see this very, very pathetic condition of Duryodhan. So that is how Krishna is. Krishna has given free will to everyone and he wants that everybody should take to the process of bhakti. But seeing that conditioned souls are not taking to this process of bhakti, he does not feel discouraged. He keeps giving the scriptures, sending spiritual, the saints, the teachers, and he keeps appearing himself. That is a supreme detachment of Krishna. That is the compassion which is imbued in his detachment. That's why he is making this whole creation again and again. Then Brahmaji, you know, he is our Sampradaya Acharya, making all the arrangements for this creation, creating this huge cosmic manifestation himself. But in the second canto, it is described how when Narad Muni, he approaches Brahmaji and asks, I think you are the supreme, you know. You know everything. Sarvam hietad bhavan veda bhut bhavya bhavat prabhu. I think you know everything, past, present and future. You have kept this entire universe in your hand just like Amalaki. Kara amalakavad vishwam jnana vasthitam tava. You know everything. And he keeps glorifying Brahmaji as a supreme creator. From you everything is coming. You are like a spider. You know, just like a spider. Spider is given as a supreme example of independence. He creates web out of his own raw material, maintains it for some time, and then destroys also himself. It winds up the web. Supreme Lord is supreme independent. So he's saying, you are Urna Nabhi Ivaklamaha. And then he says, you know, I don't think anybody is more powerful than you. But I have one doubt. Why are you engaging in tapasya? You know, if somebody is all powerful, he should not engage in tapasya. Sa bhavan acharat ghoram yat tapasu samahitam yena khedayase nastvam parashankam chayachasi. If you are all powerful, then why you are engaging in this tapasya? That is a question of doubt. You know. So please tell me whatever I have asked you. So Brahmaji, he had all the opportunity to accept, yes, whatever you are saying is right. And actually he is the supreme secondary creator. And he would not have been wrong in accepting whatever Narad Muni is saying. But he honestly admits his original condition. Samyak karunakasedam vatsate vichikitsitam yadaham chodita saumya bhagavad virya darshane. Brahmaji says, I am so very happy. You have given me chance. You are so very merciful to me because you have given me chance to speak about the power of Krishna. And then he very nicely describes that I only create what is already created by the Supreme Lord. Srijyam Srijami Srishtoham. So that is the honesty which Brahmaji is showing by his, you know, personal example. One time Giriraj Maharaj, you know, he was in Los Angeles with Prabhupada, he was walking. And then Prabhupada, somebody asked that Swamiji, somebody was also there. She said, he asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, what is the origin of Krishna? Actually, Giriraj Maharaj was telling that somebody asked me that what is the origin of Krishna? So Prabhupada told him that you tell them that, you know, so far our knowledge goes, Krishna is a supreme personality. If you have something other who is the origin of Krishna, you tell us. And we'll worship that person. Until that time, you keep worshipping Krishna, you know. So that was Prabhupada. So Brahmaji is very nicely clarifying the doubt of Narada, that I only create what is already being created. So that is the quality of Brahmaji, transparent and honest. That is a Guru Shishya Parampara. One person went to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, I have read your Bhagavad Gita. Your Bhagavad Gita matches exactly with Ramanujacharya's commentary on Bhagavad Gita. So generally, for a scholar, if he is told, you know, your book is similar to other person, that means you have copied from that. That is not a glorification. So when this person said, Prabhupada said, thank you very much. That is our parampara. We are just describing whatever we have heard. And Prabhupada said many times, we don't have to manufacture anything. We have to just repeat whatever we have heard. Narad Muni, you know, he is also a glorious personality, extreme example of compassion. And we see in the past time when Narad Muni, he preached 10,000 sons of Daksha, Hariyashwas, and made them brahmacharis. And then Daksha became so very angry and upset. Again, he procreated 1,000 more sons, Shavalashwas. Narad Muni made them also brahmacharis. And then after delivering this 11,000 sons, if one son joins ashram, parents, they become so very disturbed. 11,000 sons of Daksha became brahmachari and ancients. And Narad Muni could have quietly went away. But he was thinking, he personally went to meet Daksha. So Chakravarti Thakur, he clarifies why Narad Muni went to meet Daksha. You know, he said, Narad Muni considered, you know, the whole dynasty of Swayambhuva Manu, Priyavrat Maharaj, Uttanapad, Dhruva, Prachin Barhi, Prachetas, Hariyashwas, Shavalashwas, everybody is delivered by me. Only this one person is lying in the deep dark well of material existence. And now because his sons have become renunciants, he must be lamenting, this is the right time to give him Krishna consciousness. So that is the extreme compassion of Narad Muni. He is not thinking, I will be chastised. And of course, Daksha, he chastised, criticized Narad Muni in so many words. And he cursed Narad Muni that I curse you, you will not be able to stay at one place. Prabhupada also would say many times that we are also having that curse. Because so many of the people they have joined our ISKCON movement, many of the parents they have given me the curse. That's why I'm not able to stay at one place and write books. So he would tell his disciples, now you please take this curse on my behalf. You travel and let me write books, you know. So that is a glorious position of Narad Muni, who utilizes, just like a great compassionate personality, utilizes every opportunity to preach this message to all the people in general. You know. And then we see the disciple of Narad Muni, Vyasadev, extremely compassionate for the welfare of people in general, bhautikanam cha bhavanam shaktirasam cha tatkritam. Ashuddhana nisatvan durmedhan rashitayusa durbhagam cha janan vikshya munir divyena chakshusha sarva varna ashramanam yat tadyauhitam yamogudrik. He saw for the welfare of people in general, bhautikanam cha bhavanam. Shakti rasam, he saw that the lifespan of people are going down, the strength of the people are going down, they don't remember anything. Durbhagam cha janan vikshya, he saw that people have become unfortunate. Muni Divyena Chakshusha. By his powerful mystic vision, he could see all this. To show mercy to all of them, he wrote all the scriptures. And ultimately, on the instruction of Narad Muni, he wrote Bhagavatam also. And then in the line, Nityanand Prabhu is there. You know, he is supreme example. Markhe Premade Aparato Nahi. You know, Jagaya Madai is hitting Nityanand Prabhu, and then Nityanand Prabhu is praying, please give him your love of God. Who can be more merciful than these personalities? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave Krishna, he spoke Sarvadharman, Parityajya and whole Bhagavad Gita and went back to spiritual world. When he went back, he saw nobody is practicing. Theory de diya hai, practical koi kar nahi raha, you know. So I have to show practical also. So he came himself, Apani Achari Prabhu Shikhaila Sabare. So that is the personality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya avatare bahe prema amrita banya sabajiva preme bhase prithvi hoila dhanya. Ye banyaye jena bhase sei jiva char koti janme kabhutar nahi kanistar. Chaitanya avatare, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has incarnated and he is distributing this love of God to everyone. Sabajiva preme bhase. Everybody is drowning in this love of God. Prithvi hoila dhanya. But if some personality does not take advantage of this, he is most unfortunate. And the supreme compassion Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had shown to this world, that he himself had there was no need for him to take sannyas, but just to deliver everybody.
Yat yat prem drishti kare pancha jane tat tat krishna prem tat tat baade jal vyape tribhuvane.
They were showering love of God everywhere. The whole world was drowning in this love of God. But there were some people who were not taking advantage of it.
Mayavadi karmanishta kutarkik gan nindaka pashandiyat paduya adham.
Mayavadis, they were not taking advantage.
Karmanishta, fruity workers absorbed in sense gratification. Kutarkik gan, false logicians.
Nindaka, those who were criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Pashandiyat paduya adham, lowest of the student community. They were not taking advantage of this mercy which was flowing.
Sei sab mahadhaksh daiya palaya sebanyaya tasabar chuite narila.
They were very expertly escaping the mercy of Mahaprabhu.
Mahadhaksh daiya palaya.
And they were not able, they were not being touched by this river of love of God.
So therefore Mahaprabhu, when he saw this, he started thinking.
Taha dekhi Mahaprabhu korena chintan, jagat dubaite ami korinu jatan.
I am trying to drown this entire universe in this love of God.
Keha keha idaila pratigya hoila bhanga, tasaba dubaite patiba kichuranga.
Some people are running out of my mercy. They are escaping my mercy. I'll devise some trick to drown them also.
One time Giriraj Maharaj, Hridayanand Maharaj, he was asking Prabhupada. He was telling that, Prabhupada, you won our hearts. Your personality is so very attractive that you could not help but come close to you.
Prabhupada said, yes, that was my trick, you know.
So that is the trick of the great personalities. Supreme, the great soul seed for the great cause.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also devised a trick. Etabali mane ki chukariya vichar sannyasa ashram prabhu kaila angikar.
That's why he accepted sannyasa ashram. So that these people will also take advantage of it. They'll bow down in front of a sannyasi at least.
That's why Bhagavatam, this verse, Tektva Sudustija Surepsita Rajya Lakshmi, it is described that this verse is for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had beautiful wife. He had wealth of all the worlds. He gave up everything.
Dharmishta Arya Vachasa Yadagad Aranyam.
He went into the forest of material enjoyment, people who were enjoying there.
Maya Mrigam Daita Ipsit Anvadhavat.
The living entities, they are running behind this illusory material existence.
Vande Mahapurushte Charana Arvindam.
Mahaprabhu, he ran behind them to catch hold of them.
And then Kaviraj Goswami, he is also showing the extreme example of compassion. Even at such an old age, on the instructions of, you know, all the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan, he is writing Chaitanya Charitamrit. And then he is not thinking, he was not sure whether he would live to write till the end of Antalila.
Ei Antalila sar sutra madhye visatar kari kichu kare lo vibaran. Iha madhye mariyabe varnite na paritabe ei lila bhakta gandhan.
So he was thinking, he gave all the synopsis of Antalila in the Madhya Lila. Why? Because he was thinking, if I die in between, then these devotees will not have the treasure of Bhaktagan Dhan, ei Leela. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela will not be revealed. So that's why he wrote everything in the synopsis in the Madhya Leela only.
Sankshipe Sutra Kaila Sei Iha Nalikhila Aage Taha Kori Bevistar Yadi Tat Din Jiye Mahaprabhu Kripa Hoye Ichha Bhari Kori Bhavichar.
If I live, I'll, you know, explain this. But let me write down this in synopsis.
And Srila Prabhupada, similarly, also he wrote this Krishna book. Why?
Because he was not sure whether he would live to translate this entire 10th canto.
So that is the supreme mercy of Prabhupada. And we can keep on talking about Prabhupada, what all troubles, what all difficulties he had gone through.
In the beginning of the 8th canto, Prabhupada writes that in 1935, Saraswati Thakur, my spiritual master, he gave me instructions to write books. And since then I am trying to write books. Therefore in 1944 I started publishing Back to Godhead magazine. In 58 I published Srimad Bhagavatam in Delhi. And then Prabhupada writes that Now in this year 1976, I have completed the 7th canto of Bhagavatam and summary of the 10th canto. I am praying to the Supreme Lord that please give me strength so that I can complete this work. So that is a glorious position of Srila Prabhupada. And in one of the yatras, even Radha Gopinath Prabhu was sharing on Prabhupada's disappearance day that this Tyaktva Sudustija verse is equally applicable to Prabhupada also. Tyaktva Sudustija Surepsita Rajya Lakshmi. Prabhupada was living in Vrindavan, the hub of the spiritual world. Everybody knew Prabhupada as a great scholar. He had everything. He was completely absorbed in Krishna Katha, Bhajan, writing books. But Dharmishta Arya Vachasa, because his spiritual master had told him, you go and preach this knowledge to the Western world. Yadagad Aranyam, he went into the forest of concrete jungle, you know. Maya Mrigam Daita Ipsita Danvadhavat. People there were running behind this material enjoyment. So Prabhupada left everything and he went to catch these people. So that is the glorious parampara we have. And if we have this parampara, of course, we have also the responsibility as a disciple. So what is the responsibility and what is the qualification of a disciple? Only thing we have to do is we have to give sincere oral reception to the philosophy, to the pastimes of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somebody may think, say, I am not able to understand this philosophy. Bahut difficult hai samajhna. So very complex philosophy. I am happy just, doing some menial service. No, philosophy is very, very important to understand. Jeba nahi bujhe keha shunite shunite seha ki yad bhuta chaitanya charit. Krishna upaji be priti jani bera sera riti shunilei bada hoye hit. Jeba nahi bujhe keha. Even if somebody does not understand anything, what you should do? Shunite shunite seha. Keep on hearing. Keep on hearing the wonderful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What will be the result of that? Krishna upaji be priti jani be rasera riti. Love of God will appear in the heart. You will understand the deeper mellows of devotional service. So that is a wonderful nature of devotional scriptures. One devotee asked Prabhupada, I was reading your book and I'm not able to understand this purport. Can you please explain? Prabhupada told him, you sit down, you read it again. He read it once. Prabhupada asked, did you understand? No. Read it again. No. Did you understand? No. Like that, he went on for 5-6 times and then ultimately he said, yes, Prabhupada, I understood. So if we just keep reading sincerely, then we will understand. That is the quality of a disciple. As Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Anya tvema janta shrutva nebhya upasate tepi chati taranteva mrityam shruti parayana. Only thing we have to do is we have to become Shruti Parayan. We have to become dedicated to the process of hearing. Tepi chati taranti eva. They will also cross this ocean of material existence. Just like South Indian Brahmana, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to meet South Indian Brahmana, he was crying tears, reading Bhagavad Gita, crying tears of ecstasy. Ashtadasa adhyaya pade ananda aveshe. Ashuddh pade na lok kare upahase. But he was not able to read properly. So people were making fun of him. Keha hase keha ninde taha nahi mane. Avishto haiya gita pade anandita mane. He was not caring anything of them. Just absorbed in reading Bhagavad Gita. Mahaprabhu asked him, what is the happiness which you are getting by reading this Bhagavad Gita? You are crying tears of ecstasy. What is the meaning you are finding in this verses? So this Brahmana says, Vipra kahe murkha ami shabdartha na jani. Shuddha ashuddha gita padi guru ragya mani. That is very important. He was saying that I don't understand all this. But because my guru has given me instruction, that's why I am reading Bhagavad Gita every day. So therefore, when we hear and try to follow the instructions with all our capacity, then we'll also advance very, very fast. Because these are the wonderful qualities of the pastimes of the Lord. Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitya Nutan Shunite Shunite Jurai Hridaya Shravan. The pastimes of Krishna, pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are always new. When we absorb our mind in these pastimes, we'll become completely pacified. And therefore we have to hear every day. Muhur aho rasika. Muhu means continuously you keep hearing every day. Aho, you know, aho means, you know, you should take this, try to enjoy this nectar, become intoxicated, and when becomes so very intoxicated, he faints. Then what you should do? Get up again drink, again faint. This should go on. That is called muhur. Muhur aho rasika, because you know the essence. Otherwise, if we'll not read the scriptures, then doubts will cover our minds. Marga babhuva sandigdha trinaish channa hi samskrita na abhyasyamana shrutayo dujai kalena chahata. In 10th canto, it is described by Shukdev Goswami, just like in the forest, you know, there is a forest path which is created in between two lands by continuously walking. But in the rainy season, what happens? Nobody walks on that path. So the grass grows and the path gets covered. Similarly, if we are not reading scriptures regularly, then the doubts will cover our mind. So that's why in the initial days of ISKCON, when disciples, they had so many confusions and doubts about the philosophy, Prabhupada told them, you start Bhakti Shastri course. You teach them systematically the principles of Bhagavad Gita. So that is a wonderful opportunity we have. And whatever we have got in our life, we can never repay. The disciple can never even repay. We can just show our act of gratitude. Otherwise, Bhagavatam says, if somebody tries to repay the debt, he becomes just a joker, you know. He is no other than Vinoda Patram. He is simply a joker because we cannot repay the debt we have. Whatever we have received from our gurus. That's why Prahlad Maharaj is telling to Narasimha Dev, please give me service of my spiritual master Narad Muni. Evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe kama bhikama manuya prapatantra sangat kritvatma satsurarshina bhagavan grihita soham katham nuvrisrije tava bhritya seva. I was fallen in deep dark well of material existence. Prabhavahi kupi, kama abhikamam, because of my anarthas, because of my sense gratificated desires. I was falling in this deep dark well. But, kritva atma satsurarshina, your servant Narad Muni accepted me. He gave me instructions, that's why I could come out of it. How can I give up the service of your disciple, your devotee Narad Muni? So that is the wonderful, you know, qualification of a disciple. He never gives up the service to the Guru Parampara. And therefore, trying to repay the debt is not so easy, you know. Because when we are, sometimes devotees, people, they think that, I will do my service, you know, in a secluded place. I don't want to get entangled into all these things which are going on in the society, in this institution. It is so very troublesome. I'll do my bhakti privately. And I don't want to interact with other devotees. I don't want to get into all the problems of the society. Giriraj Maharaj was once with Prabhupada in Calcutta. And he said, Prabhupada, right now you are here. And everything is going on very nicely. But in future, you will not be there. And what if ISKCON falls from the standard? What should you do then? Prabhupada replied that you are one of the important members of the society. You work to correct the problem. Don't leave, you know. So that is an instruction for every one of us. According to our capacity, we can try to work out the problem which we are facing in the society, but never leave. So that is the instruction. And Narad Muni, you know, as a small boy, he describes that because I had qualities of sincere obedience, I was humble, I was attached to the devotees, that's why I could attain success so very easily. And another quality of a disciple is, however great he may become, he never thinks that he is great. In Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he was sharing that one time, one senior god brother, he chastised him. And he was very sad that he heard all this chastisement. He went to Prabhupada and told everything. So Prabhupada said, look, the sign of one's spiritual advancement is not the big position one has. The sign of advancement is how humble and how tolerant one has become. So that is an instruction which is there for everyone. The more we advance, the more we try to become humble. You see, in the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Haridas Thakur, Namacharya, chanting 3 lakh names every day, greatest of the disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his final days, he was about to leave this planet, he went to Haridas Thakur to meet, and Haridas Thakur could see that Mahaprabhu is going to leave. So he asked, Mahaprabhu, I don't want to see your disappearance past times. Please allow me to leave the body before you. So when Haridas Thakur, he says this, Prabhu kahe Haridas tumiye magibe, Krishna kirpa mein taha avashya karibe. Haridas, whatever you want, Krishna will give you. You are such a great devotee of the Lord. Krishna will give you. Kintu amaye kichu sukh toma sangha laya, toma yogya nahi abe amare chhadiya. But you know, Haridas, whatever small happiness I have, it is because of your association. Supreme Lord is glorifying Haridas Thakur. There is no better devotee than you. Haridas Thakur is not accepting. Yes, yes, I think you are saying right. You know, he says, Charane dhari Haridas na kari hamaya, avashyamo adhame prabhu karo e daya. Haridas Thakur says, Oh Mahaprabhu, please don't create illusion for me. Please give me this one benediction. Mora shiromani kat kat mahashaye, tomara lila rasahaye koti bhakta hai. Are there are thousands and thousands of devotees like me, devotees who can sit on my head. There are millions of devotees who can assist in your pastimes. What can I do? Ama hena kita yadi ekamari gela, ek pippili kamile prithvi rakaha hani hela. If an ant dies, what is the loss? So that is a disciple, that is the mood of a disciple. He never feels that he is qualified. So that is a humble service attitude a devotee, a disciple should have. And depending on our eagerness, our sincerity, Krishna reveals himself. Swamatu swinna gatraya vistrishta kavarasraja drishtva parishramam krishnam kripaya asit swabandhane. And Krishna, he saw his mother working so very hard to bind him. From afternoon to evening, Mother Yashoda, she was struggling hard. Her whole body was covered with sweat. Hairs, flowers on her hair were falling. Drishtva parishramam. When Krishna saw the parishram of Mother Yashoda, kripaya asit, then he agreed to be bound. So therefore, when we struggle and endeavor to come close to Krishna, seeing our struggle, we don't have to chant attentively. We have to just struggle to chant attentively. Chanting attentively is a different thing. Whether we are struggling or not. So Krishna sees our struggle. And depending on that, Krishna will show mercy. So that is the wonderful qualities of Guru Shishya Parampara. The quality a disciple should have. And the qualities which the spiritual masters, they are showing. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.